Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Nikah qade masno dukhe dil ka marham, nikah qade masno dukhe dil ka marham, ye farma gaye hai rasool e mukarram, ye farma gaye hai رسول مکرم, یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ, یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ, بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم, بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم, نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم, یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم. یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک, یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک, یہ نعمت خدا کی طہارت کا پرچم, طہارت کا پرچم, فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے, فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے, مبارک 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 ہو پہ ہم, مبارک 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 ہو پہ ہم, نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم, نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم, یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It's a beautiful cold here in Johannesburg, Wednesday morning. I see the weather has changed. It's a bit overcast and it seems like it's going to rain. But of course, as we always say, whether it's winter, whether it's hot, whether it's windy, whether it's raining, we still make shukr to our beloved Allah Azza wa Jalla wa Amma Nawaluhu. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. That's me every Wednesdays between 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage. Yes. And of course, our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, who will be joining us shortly, inshallah. Any questions you have, if there's anything troubling you, if your spouse is being a bit naughty to you, or your husband is being a bit naughty to you, or your wife is being a bit naughty, meaning that they are disobeying the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or maybe you don't want to get married, or maybe yes, Haji Sulman says, well, they know what they're doing. So please send us a message on 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Our engineer this morning, of course, it's Brother Bondface, and of course Haji Sulaiman Esop. They will be with us till about 12 o'clock, inshallah. It's the 21st of Dhulqa'dah. My beloved, wonderful listeners of As-Safina to, I say, so, my beloved, wonderful listener of The Bliss of Marriage, 1443, the 21st of Dhulqa'dah, which is also Wednesday, the 22nd of June, 2022. Yes, I see the messages are coming in. You can, inshallah, just continue sending us your messages on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday cold, overcast morning here in Johannesburg. Well, our beloved Ustad has entered the studio. Let's welcome him, inshallah, into the bliss of marriage. Ustad, it's a beautiful cold morning here in Johannesburg. Welcome to the bliss of marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Somebody says, Ya Ustad, that my husband is a gambler and gives me money to pay all his bills. He tells people that he gives me his entire salary, so there's no need for me to work. I am the one who puts food on our table, not from his money. Please, Mufti Sahab, could Mufti Sahab please guide me? And of course, could Mufti Sahab please as well guide him? We are listening to the program, Ustad.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When one studies the noble Quran, one will find that Almighty Allah has mentioned alcohol, intoxicants and gambling together in various places of the noble Quran. I will read for you just one place here. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places of the noble Quran, Almighty Allah has mentioned this phrase, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, innamal khamru, this alcohol, wal maysiru, gambling, wal ansabu, the altars where they would put their idols and so forth, wal azlamu, the casting of lots, they would have their arrows and so forth, ritsum min amali shaitan, is napak, impure, immoral, the handiwork of shaitan and Satan and Lucifer, fajtanibu, absolutely haram, you must abstain from it, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you are successful. So people think with gambling and alcohol and drugs they'll get successful. Quran says if you abstain from it and you refrain from it, then only you'll be successful. What are the harms of this alcohol and of this gambling? Innama yuridu shaitanu ay yuqiya baynakum al-adawata wal-baghda. That verily Satan, Lucifer, his comrades and cronies, they will place you inside you, outwardly, inwardly. There will be enmity and hatred. Fil khamri wal maysiri, in alcohol and in gambling. Wa yasuddakum an dhikrillah, and it will prevent you from the remembrance of Almighty Allah. Wa anis salat, and from salat. Fahal antum muntahun, hence will you stop now? So brother, you must remember, you can fool the world that you are supporting your wife, your children. You can't fool Almighty Allah, and Almighty Allah will disgrace you in such a manner. You will lose your wife, you will lose your children, you will lose everything. So you must abstain immediately and make sincere tawbah, and you must cut all contact with those evil, devilish friends of yours with whom you go to the gambling dens and all these places. Allah Jalla wa'ala guide one and all and guide us all to the straight path.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. There's a question, Ustad, says that if Mufti Sahab could please advise urgently. My sister is 15 years old and wants to get married. We lost our parents 4 years ago. Since I've been working and taking care of her, should I refuse it? Ustad Anonymous?
Remember the previous question. Maybe you want to read it and see the tafsir and commentary. It is Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, chapter 5, verses 90 and 91. So you can refer to that. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. La nikaha illa biwaliyin. That there is no nikah that is valid without the consent of the wali, the guardian. So this is authentic hadith, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, various compilations. Now you say your parents have passed away. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. All of you, the children, grandchildren, whoever are there, read for them your deceased parents. Surah chapter 14, verse 41. Rabbana fili wali walidayya walil mu'min. المؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. So read it abundantly. Now you are the brother, that you are her sibling, and you elder than her, you 20, 21, whatever the case is. So a proposal came for your sister, she's 15 years old. So now she wants to get married. Must you give permission? No, you must not give permission. That, remember, our women at that time, there at that age, the most of them, 90%, are very, very nadan, and they are physically mature, but they are not mentally mature. Imagine you get married at the age of 15, 16, then she's a mother, 17, 18, 20, got 3-4 children, so many responsibilities and so forth. So tell her that she can stay at home and she can study and all these things via correspondence, and the most important thing, she must learn how to run a house. One time the husband must shout her and make his eyes big and all that, so then her wuzu will break and everything. Because most of our daughters and sisters are spoiled brats, let us be honest about that also. So they don't know what true life is and so forth. So personally, I would not recommend that you get your sister married at the age of 15.
I see there's a brother from Northwest. He says, dear Mufti Saab, give us a sunnah dua for happy and blissful marriage, full of barakah and afia. Brother from Northwest, Ustad.
My brother in Potchefstroom, or you are in Rustenburg or Klerksdorp or wherever, Northwest. So you must remember, people in life always look for shortcuts, you know. So when your nikah was performed, that Maulana, the Imam, the Sheikh, when he performed your nikah and solemnized your marriage, so he read certain verses, but you were not paying attention. You were saying, come on, get done now. I want to go to my wife and all these stories now. So every verse he, the Imam, recited was to do with taqwa and true piety. So yeah, I just read for you. Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsi wahida. Surah 4 verse 1. Then the second one, ya alladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatihi. So you must have true taqwa and piety and don't pass away except with Iman Islam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. You must have taqwa and speak the truth. So that was what was recited on the occasion of everyone's nikah. My nikah, Mohan Arafat's nikah, your nikah, all that, right? Now we have to maintain and retain this taqwa and piety, carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. Surah 65, chapter 65. The surah chapter's name is Surah Talaq, divorce. So Allah is telling us how we can refrain and abstain from talaq, and that is, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. When we inculcate the quality of taqwa through piety, Allah will make a way out for us. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Almighty Allah will grant us a way and risk and sustenance from such avenues we never ever anticipated, expected. So first thing is taqwa, both parties, remember that. Then both of you make special time daily that you are reading your salat, and then you're making dua that before you sleep, or after zuhur, or after maghrib, after lunch, after supper, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, let's make dua. How are you going to make dua? رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ. Oh Allah, grant us such spouses. Oh Allah, grant us such progeny and children that the قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ, coolness of the eyes. Daily from today, today is Wednesday, duas are accepted after zuhur. So start today. And Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha states, in Maqasid Hasana, and it is sahih, as authentic saying, not some fabrication. She says, when you start something, then start on a Wednesday. Therefore, Allama Marghinani Rahimahullah, who wrote Hidayah and one of the great scholars of the Hanafi school, when he would start the academic year, he would start teaching on Wednesday. Our great, great giants and ulama whom we met and saw, and we studied in the madrasas also, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Saab Rahimahullah, Grand Mufti of Pakistan, a madrasa would start, Dalum would start on Wednesday. Wednesday, Hazrat Ji Hazrat Muhammad Siullah Khan Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu, Mufti Shafi Sahib passed away in 76. Hazrat Ji of Jalalabad Rahmatullah Alayhi Nawarallahu Marqadahu passed away in 92. So they would start their madrasas on a Wednesday for this very reason. So Surah 7 verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah Jalla Wala has wonderful, beautiful names. So invoke and call Almighty Allah by His wonderful, beautiful names. So daily, you don't miss one day in your life now. You must read and should read the 99 names of Allah. Bukhari Sharif's hadith, مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, who by heart the 99 names of Allah enters Jannah. It's difficult for you to by heart and memorize it. Look inside and read. مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, hadith in Tirmidhi. And then you make dua after that, and then see what happens to your life. It will be a long, long, long honeymoon. You see, a bed of roses. And we don't do that. We don't read Salat. We don't make dua. We don't want to read Asma'ul Husna. Then it becomes a bed of thorns. You see, people got married last week, 2 weeks, 5 weeks, 10 weeks. So whenever, then they went to Mauritius, they went to Malaysia, they went Amman's Kral, they went here and there. And then when they came back, then you find the honey is gone and the moon also is gone. Finish. Why? Because they were not leading a true life. It was just a life of pretense. Remember that. So I will fulfill your desires, you fulfill my desire. But there's real emotions involved. So the bodies have to meet and the hearts have to meet. So when the hearts meet, there's unity of thought. When there's unity of thought, then both parties go in the same direction. So that is what you must try, and make sure your 5 daily salat you read on time. You, the husband in the masjid with jama'ah, and the wife at home, and then you'll get what you're saying, barakat, khairat, mahabbat, ulfat, mawaddat. Everything Allah will give us through His benevolence, grace and mercy.
Ustaz, I'm going to try to cut this question a bit short. Kindly comment on what is meant by this. I have a non-Muslim friend that wants to know from me. So the hadith says that if anyone of you rises from sleep and performs ablution, etc., at the end of the hadith it says, because shaitan has stayed in the upper part of his nose all the night to start.
فَإِنَّ شَيْطَانَ يَبِيتُ عَلَىٰ خَيْشُومِهِ. So we, that's the exact words you will find in Sunan Nasai and so forth. So remember that we believe. And you see today, 100%, I give you 2 examples. 11 months of the year, if you take the Muslim, leave non-Muslim now, we speak of Muslim. If you take the Muslim, then 80%, 75% don't read and perform their Fajr Salat on time. Why? Because the shaitan found a good place for resting and urinating, you see. So when you don't read your Fajr Salat on time, the hadith in Bukhari, Bukhari Sharif, Bala shaitanu fi udhunay, the shaitan urinates in the ears. So they will hear the adhan, then they'll pull the blanket even more. The godru and the duvet, they'll pull more. We say, Bautarche, it's very cold, and Bautandakche. So all this type of, too many chairs, you know, kemcho, haruche, under the armchair, all that. So they will do all this kind of thing. Muslim I'm speaking about. They will say, no, it's too cold. So they don't read. Ramadan time, they will read 90%, 95%. So what it shows? That the Satan, Lucifer, and his progeny have done istahwad alayhimu shaitan. Once the shaitan gets hold of a person, he gains the ascendancy over a person. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. Then that Satan, Lucifer, and his progeny, they make them forget the remembrance of Allah. And Salat is remembrance of Allah. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, Quran says, Surah 58, Surah Mujadala, and verse number 19, chapter 58 and verse 19. So Almighty Allah teaches us, Ulaika Hisbu Shaitan. So that is the meaning of the hadith. The Satan will urinate in your ear. The Satan will park right in your nostrils also. So you're snoring and the Satan is saying, snore more. Nam ka nomatil arus. So sleep, like how you sleep on your wedding night. So that is the word of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So people sleep, then they will wake up after sunrise, then they will have have a shower, then they'll have breakfast. Say, oh, let me read Fajr Salat now. So people like that, they fear you can lose your iman. If you ask majority sahaba, if a person, man taraka salat mutaammida, people who leave their and omit their salat deliberately, there's no excuse, nothing. So remember that they go out of the fold of Islam. And that is the verdict of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. And if you look at Quran Sharif, ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you walk straight into Jahannam? First thing they will say, the hellfire, qalu lam nakum min al-musallin, we never had salat, we never prayed. We don't pass fatwa and verdict that that person is out of the fold of Islam, his nikah is broken, he will not be buried in a Muslim graveyard. I'm showing you what some ulama have said, therefore the seriousness of it. Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the celebrated student of Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah, wrote a book, Kitabu Salat, which I have. It's a masterpiece on this topic, one of the best books I have found. So read that for those of you who know Arabic, and you will understand all the ramifications, consequences. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik say, when you miss your salat, you are Muslim, but the Malikis and the Shafi'is say, he must be given death penalty, punish him, finish. And no more stories. Imam Abu Hanifa say, put him in jail and keep him in prison, hatta yamut or yatub, till he repents or till he dies. So look at all the consequences there are. So therefore, brother, sister, for a Muslim, there is no excuse to miss salat. You're in the plane and they don't allow you to stand. Like now people going for Hajj and that, the questions are coming in. So fine, they don't allow you, like Qatar Airline, all that, they got big board there, they say. That's one reason I never ever traveled with them. So I've been to so many planes and countries with Allah, but I never traveled with Qatar because of this board system of there. So remember that, they say, no, you can't stand and read, you must sit and read. So sit and read your salat on time, and when you reach your destination, then you must repeat the salat, because you have to face Qibla and you have to stand and read your salat, whether you are in the train or whether you're in the plane, whether you are muqim or musafir, whether you are a resident or whether you're traveling. So you must explain to the person, salat is called salat, as-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi, the link, connection, nexus between slave, servant and Allah. No salat, no connection with Allah, straight Jahannam, Quran says so.
SubhanAllah. I see there's a sister in Islam. She says she's a teacher, Islamic school teacher. She's in full hijab, full parda ustad, strictly, she says. And she says, Mufti Sahib, is India not afraid of the wrath of Almighty Allah? Ustad, anonymous sister?
Remember that everybody got a hidden agenda. You must remember, it's nothing surprising. You say you are teaching, so I am surprised you don't know. You don't never read the Quran, so make note of it, sister. Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82, and what Almighty Allah teaches us, latajidanna ashadda an-nasi adawa adawatan lilladhina amanu, the people who will have the wave of most hatred, enmity for people of iman and faith, al-yahud walladhina ashraku, they are the Jews and they are the mushriks, the idol worshippers. Look at India and look at Israel, I. We don't say every Jew, we don't say every Hindu, but definitely we will say majority of the Jews and majority of the Hindus, they hate the Muslims. And see today what's happening. Yahud, in this past 3.5 years, this is fifth election they're going to have on October the 25th, according to the Haaretz newspaper and so forth. Quran said so. Surah 59, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. You think they are united, their hearts are all fragmented, and in so much disunity there is. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people who got no brains and intelligence. People say they're very intelligent. Allah say they got no brains. So that is the Jutlas, the Jews, the Mushrik. mushrikeen, idol worshippers, Hindus. So remember, they are your worst enemy. And especially now with the BJP that came into power in India, you must be the one to be doing reading, sister. You say you're a teacher, and I don't know, ABC, long story you gave. So remember that you must be the one to teach your children and so forth. That see, Quran said, Iqra, read. So go read the BJP, their website. Go read RSS, their website. And go see what is their objectives and agenda. Nationalism, Hindus must have the Hindu Raja, Hindu kingdom, like how Israel say, that Israel is a Jewish state. So everybody else, you are other somebody else, you are Christian, you are Muslim, you are second class, third class, fourth class. So it's an apartheid Nazi regime. So yeah, India has become an apartheid state. Remember that with Modi and them. So they were inspired by who? By Hitler. So that's written in their website. If you look at that, the RSS and so forth. So therefore, when they have that in mind, and the Western countries, leave the Western countries, the Muslim Arab countries standing in a queue. I want to make peace. I want to make peace. I want to make peace. So now you see, they're making peace with Israel. All these countries, Saudi Arabia, they under the table, but they got deals running. And then you take, you must remember, Emirates, and then you take Morocco, then you take Bahrain, and then you take Egypt and Jordan. You call them Muslim, these people. India, they can't do much. Now a little bit they did, you must remember. Otherwise, if they had true Iman, all the Hindus working there, pack them up and go back home. So we don't want you here. So everybody can do that. So I must remember this. But for them, remember, it's not yu'minuna bil ghayb, is yu'minuna bil jayb, how much money we can make. So Islam for them, the Muslim countries, Arab countries, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, wailul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. Look at it. Look at the fast and mayhem in Hajj. Remember this type of things. People from Britain, people from America, people from Canada cannot go for Hajj because of you got idiots running your website and so forth. They couldn't find a Muslim. The Saudis, they got the BJP's friends, Hindus, to run the website called Mutawif. And it's crashing and it's absolute mayhem, chaos. So that's what we are, Muslims. Good for nothing. That's what we are. And speaking of the governments and so forth. And they fear America more than they fear Allah. They bootlicking the enemies of Islam. So that is where the Muslim is today.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Somebody says here, Ustaz, that why is it that some husbands, when we wives ask for necessities in the house, like even Stay Soft, they freak out and they don't want to buy, but they are very quick to buy for their side chicks expensive perfumes? Anonymous sister, Ustaz.
Remember, sister, that you also need to go back. You can understand that what your husband is doing, that everybody knows is haram. But you, my sister, always rewind. The husband has to rewind, and you also have to rewind. When he, Mr. Side Chick, came, as you use the term, so when he came and now to propose to you, you must be honest about this. That word, did you do some homework? Did you go and find out, does he read 5 times daily salat? What is his income? Who are his friends? All these type of things. So we don't find out properly. We just look at 2 things, the mal and the jamal. Which kind of guy he came with, how's their shop, how's their income, is he a professional, non-professional. The last thing on a Muslim's mind today is whether he reads Salat or not. You know, in Mu'ta Malik, always this, you must write, Aab-e Zar ke saath likhne ke qabil hai. You must take water in gold and put and write it down. That's how ulama explain it. So Imam Malik rahimahullah writes and mentions of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. You see somebody come to your shop, your company, your factory, he say, I'm looking for a job. You say, okay, bring your CV, bring your curriculum vitae, bring your biodata. That's what the special word they use nowadays. Bring your biodata, data, data, whatever you want to say. So we want to see your history, geography, and your qualifications, and your experiences and all. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to tell the governors in the whole empire, Muslim empire, if anybody comes for a job and say he wants to work, you must make investigation, how is this person regarding his salat. If he's very lax, he read in his own time, all that, don't give him no job. Any person who can squander salat, he will squander everything else. What words of wisdom. If we don't have commitment to salat, we won't have commitment to anything else. So that is where we are. So you, sister, just go back 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how long you married, and see that, where did we really, I'm speaking, I don't know who you are, right? I'm speaking generally to the esteemed listeners of radio, our Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. Today, parents majority are not bothered, and the daughter is not bothered, and the son also not bothered. The criteria today is only two things, ma and Jamal, that how much wealth they got and how beautiful she is, how handsome he is. In Mammon we say ki lageto, tukko ai, ke jado ai, ke lambo ai, he's too tall, he's too short, he's too fat, he's this and say namaz pare to kitna hane hi panari ganna se. Does he read salat or not? He said, no, that we'll worry about later on. See, that is what we do. So we got the wrong. Now we come to your situation. You see, sister, what you must do from today, you must tell hubby, you're a very good husband. You must butter him. Husband like to be buttered, you see. You must make nice toast for him, put nice butter there, cheese, whatever he likes, all the jam, whatever. And then tell him, hubby, you're such a good husband and you're good to the kids and all. But from today, we're starting ta'aleem. Then you take Hazrat Sheikh Kitab, Hazrat Muhammad Zakaria, Sheikh al-Hadith, Nawwar Allah Marqad, every day, minimum 5 minutes you must read. Take Riyadu Salihin, Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah's book, and you read. Allama Nawawi reached only 45 years. And he wrote how many books? If 45 of us come together, we won't manage writing those books. He never got married. He only had one meal per day. Go read about his history and see. One of the greatest Shafi'i scholars after Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. They used to say, Al-waqtu indana aghla min al-dhahabi wal-fidda. That for us, time is more valuable than gold and silver. So much they dedicated themselves. Allah accepted them. So you, my sister, then dua and all that. This is 100% true in case of majority Muslim husbands. When the wife will ask something, the mother will ask something, then it becomes a huge burden for them to spend. But when their girlfriend and side chick, that's the word the sister used, the spay wheel, I call them. So when she asks, you say, oh, darling, I'll buy for you the most expensive one. Tuto bohari lage. You see, you look like a bombshell and this type of things. You see, sister, things that are forbidden, they seem very tasty. Allah announced this in the Quran. Allah gave us the solution. Kulla yastawil khabithu wa tayyibu. The pure and the impure can never be equal. Walau a'ajabaka kathratul khabith. Although the abundance of impurity, it impresses you. Now look at the wife. When I married her, she was like a 1 liter. Now she looks like a 5 liter. Your 3 children, 5 children, no more slum, no more trum. Look at the starts. You understand? This girlfriend, the sidekick, the side chick, whatever you want to call, and the spare wheel, house slum, trum, and all this. So that impresses them. Allah says, Fattakullah, ya ulil albab. Fear Almighty Allah, O people of intelligence, la'allakum tuflihun, then only you will find success. So human being, you see, we love haram things. Why you think people must watch a movie a day? Why people must look at the woman with lust, or the man, woman look the man with lust? So all that you will find, because the poisonous things, the haram things, they seem very, very attractive and so forth. Go and see Surah Ma'idah, chapter 5 and verse 100. So my sister, I gave you the solution. Make more and make more dua, and inshallah then you read Asma'ul Husna and butter your husband up. You will win his heart and you will win his debit card, credit card, and all the money also, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. The same sister Ustaz, she is crying and she says, Mufti Sahab, it seems you can read my mind. It's exactly what you are saying. He doesn't read a single salah, not even Fajr. Only Jummah he reads. But also now and then, maybe Allah's curse is on me because my mommy said he's not a good boy, my child. Ustad.
Yeah, but now what you going to do? How many children you got from him? So you see that you just saw that this person here, that he looks
two
very...
Two kids, Ustad.
Two kids. Now what you going to do? So you can't go and just take your kids and go away. So you have to bring him into practical Islam. He is Muslim, but bring him into practical Islam. And if you are sincere and you cry to Almighty Allah, it's not that we got some crystal ball here and I can see you, sister, and where you are, or I got some jinnat here or something. Yeah, where I go for salat, the Maulana, he teaches the students, all small guys, 8 years old, 9 years, 10 years, and he speak Gujarati with them because a lot of India waras there, you know, and Urdu and English, also, mashallah. Okay. Then he tell them, I'm coming now. And if you're playing, my jinnats will tell me who was playing and all that. So me, I just look down. I don't see it, but I'm laughing all the time. Then I look if the students are playing or not. They all parading. They say, jinnats will tell Maulana just now what's happening. So we don't have jinnats here or anything, but with Allah's help, you know what's happening a little bit in the ummah. So you don't become negative. Turn to Allah and remain positive. How many our marriage were on the rocks, the husband in the docks, and Allah Ta'ala today made them so happy. So you turn more and more to Allah and win your husband over with diplomacy and wisdom, inshallah.
I see somebody says here, before we go for an ad break, he says, but Ba, why our young Muslim daughters don't listen to us? I feel our daughter, sorry, Ustad.
Yes, they don't listen to you because you see, from day one, then they grow up, 1 year old, 3 year old. When they're 3, 5 years old, you're already telling them, take the cell phone, take the TV, take this thing. We spoil them and make them spoil brats, remember, this type of things. So they're so used to it that if whatever we want, we must just cry, throw up some tantrum, and then our father will give in, mother will give in. Very seldom that the father, mother will be having, you know, unity and say, no, we're not giving you this. So they know how to play one against the other, and therefore when they want to get married, now their minds are made up. Okay, this boy is who I want, this one is who I want. They're not interested in deen. Their whole life is materialistic, remember that. They just want more and more. I must have this curtains, I must have this carpets, I must have this clothing, I must have this wedding. The wedding will cost 1 million, 5 million. Where you get the money is not my business. So that's how they are. But if you, the parent, you see the dua, any word and any verse of the Quran you take, what Allah calls it? Ayatun, ayatun. Anyone you take. Every verse of the Quran, every word of the Quran is a miracle, remember that.
Haq.
So Surah 17, chapter 17, verse 24. We are children, right? We have parents. So they're alive. So what must we read? Rabbirham, chapter 17, verse 24. Rabbirham huma kama rabbayani. That Ya Allah have mercy on them as they made my tarbiyah, as they coached me, as they trained me, as they nurtured me. So all these translations will work. Kama rabbayani saghira, when I was so young, they gave me direction in life. Today the one Maulvi says that don't walk away from your parents who taught you how to walk. So we told him, don't walk away from your teachers who taught you how to talk.
Subhanallah.
You see? That they told you don't go on TV. He said, no, I must go on TV.
Allah.
You see? So that is the shaitaniyat, remember this type of things here. So we must understand we are not part of the problem. We are not part of the solution. We are part of the problem. That is the thing we must remember. That we spoiled our children so much. Sam min kalbak ya akulka. That our children have become so big now. We brought them up. They were small puppy, you know, figuratively. Then they became Alsatian and bulldog, they're eating us up now. And that's exactly what Nabi alayhi salam said. Go open Bukhari Sharif's hadith, go open Mishkat Sharif in the beginning. Antalid al amatu rabbataha. That the woman will give birth to her master. So the children have become the masters, and the mother, father have become the slaves. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Allah, well said, Ustad. You heard ayatun, ayatun. When it's 17 minutes to 12, you are tuning in listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and of course, the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, before I just pose the next question, I know there's a listener they want to know, is Mufti Sahab bringing decoders to PE? There's a lot of poor people, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're coming with the plane, you know, so this thing. Yeah, so no, I won't be able to bring decoders, but inshallah, if somebody coming from PE, yeah, and then we will give it to him, inshallah, that, and it's free, we will give it to you, no problem, but I won't be able to bring, you know, nowadays with the plane, they only allow you limited amount of, you know, there's luggage, and some airlines, they charge you also, you know, so therefore, you have to be, we can't bring, I'm sorry about that, maaf, right.
A listener wants to know, what is our beloved Ustad's advice about the Ascendant Quran by Asi. People are distributing it. Ustad, what's your advice?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you are on our broadcast and podcast group, then we sent out something this morning. We need to understand the following three issues. Anyone who makes derogatory statements of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha, so such people are out of the fold of Islam. You must remember that anybody, kainan mankan, whoever it is, when they attack the namus, the honor, the integrity of Sahaba, you Muslims, you must learn this word. The past few lectures I gave at different venues, last week Friday I was there in Springs, I told them in the starting, the topic for today, Jumu'ah, is namusun Nabiil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa namusu ashabin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to defend the honor and integrity of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the honor, dignity of the Sahaba, the beloved companions and students of Nabi alayhi salam. So such people are kuffar out of the fold of Islam. So that are what the Shias do. One. Two. Anybody says that, you must remember that Khomeini is their leader, or this one is their leader, and so forth. Such people are out of the fold of Islam. Khomeini writes, I told you yesterday in his book, Tawdihul Masail, that mut'a, you can do 1 hour. Prostitution, 1 hour permissible. I'm asking you, in which religion is that allowed? So two. Third one, today people get carried away. They say that, oh, Iran is saying death to America, death to Israel and all that. There's a book the other day I sent out, At-Tahaluf Baina Israel wa Iran wa America, that how the alliance works with America, Israel, and a simple question. Why Israel don't attack Iran? Why? Why Iran never attacks, you must remember, I'm speaking of direct attack, not proxy and all that. So why they don't attack one another? They're all on the same page. And I didn't say this from my side. We don't study, we Muslims. We just herd mentality, remember that. So if you go, you must remember to Rijalul Kashi. It's a Shia book, Rijalul Kashi. And there is written there that the founder of Shia Azam was a Jutla, a Jew. So remember, Jews our worst enemies, Surah 5, verse 82. I make dua every day. You know my style, I'll tell you straight. That you must remember, I make dua, Allah must decimate and destroy the Jutlas if there's no hidayat and guidance for them. Allah must destroy Modi and the BJP and all those Hindus in the Mushrikeen, their idol worshippers who are breaking, demolishing our masajid, torturing our people, raping our women in India and other places. places. And then, Allahumma, I read the dua for you now. Allahumma alayka bi shi'a wa man walahum. Ya Allah, you decimate, destroy the Shi'as and whoever is aligning themselves with them. Because once you align yourself with the Shi'a, you have to swear and curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Amir Muawiyah, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha. See, that film came out now, 1-2 weeks ago, whatever. Lady of Heaven or whatever. So that Shaitan, Yasir Khabis, Yasir Shaitan, he calls himself Yasir Habib. So that is 100% what Shias teach. You must make the barra, you must curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar and that. So now let me tell you, who's this Asi? Asi was a person, remember, aligned initially with the Saudis. You see, everything works with money. Then he and the Saudis, they had a fallout. So then he joined the Iranian party and all that, you see. You get kicked out the side, you join the side. So when I went to America 2000, I went twice. So once I went with my brother Yusuf Dokrat, Allah grant him, his son, his father, all of them, Jannatul Firdaus, all passed away on a Friday. Then it was second time I went with my wife. So then I said, I must go to Washington and I want to read Jummah Salat there. So beautiful masjid they got right in the heart. You'll find all a lot of embassies there and so forth in Washington. And then you go, you find a masjid there. So as I was going inside, I heard a big noise on the side. And it's cold, cold, cold. So Asi is delivering a lecture there. And he's got big, big mics there. There were 30, 40 people there, you know, less maybe also. And I said, let me hear. Every lecture, I heard him lecturing in Pretoria 2-3 times. Every lecture of his, the Saudis did this, they did this, they did this. But when you were collecting money from them, then it was okay. And this type of things. So remember that he will not tell you he's a Shia, but he will tell you that how bad the Saudis are, how bad the Sunnis are, or so forth and so forth. So that the underlying message is that Khomeini and his crew are people on the right, and the others, the Muslim countries, or that. So I got nothing to do with them. You know the words I use for them. So you must remember, they're all wrong and Iran is right. The Islamic revolution, that so-called Islamic revolution, put up the shrine of the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. What you have to say, Asi, about that? So remember, a Firuz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, fire worshipper, Zoroastrian, in Kashan, your so-called Islamic revolution, we call it a Persian revolution, Iranian revolution. So what you have to say of this? See, I tell you a nice story. His name is Asi. You see, Ain Ali Swadia. So when he came to Pretoria, so my students and that are there, you know. They said, Asi is going to deliver a lecture. So I said, then the trustees gave permission. They said, yes. And but we said, he can't make khutbah and salat. He must just give lecture. I said, very good. So during your khutbah, you must say these words. So you must read this poetry. And if you want this poetry, go to Diwanu Shafi'i. So when they read it, Asi got mad with them. So I read for you. So Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, Muhammad bin Idris is speaking. And he's speaking of his teacher, Waqi bin Jarrah. So the poetry is this. Shakautu ila waki in su'a hifzi. I, Imam Shafi'i, went to my teacher, Waqi bin Jarrah. Oh, Ustaji, my beloved teacher, my memory is getting weaker and weaker. Shakautu ila waki in su'a hifzi. Fa arshadani ila tarkil ma'asi. So he guided me, don't commit any sins. Don't get involved in sin. Fa innal ilma nurum min ilahi. Because this knowledge of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah is nur, radiance and effulgence, and it comes from Almighty Allah. Wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. You have taqwa, Allah will teach you. Fa innal ilma nurum min ilahi wa nurullahi la yu'ta li'asi. So Asi gave a lecture, and we saying Allah will never give nur to Asi. Haq. So his whole face changed, you see. So you must know what to say on what occasion. Moka Eshanasi. So remember, we dead against the Shias, and those are sympathizers of Shias. I got the whole list of the people who are distributing it, promoting it, and I sent it to various people, because where there are a lot of sympathizers, and I told them, expose this whole lot of them. So you must remember this. We are very, very clear on this issue, and that's why Markaz Sahaba came into existence. Voice of the Cape, I did 12 years, 13 years for them, free of charge. When I spoke against the Shias, things were getting hot, they made excuse. I say, I don't need. So, I was there 17 full years, and then I spoke against the Shias, it was getting too hot. I say, I think, I don't need. Allah gave us this. So, man taraka shay'an lillah, awwadahu allahu khayran min. When you leave something for Allah's sake, Allah will give you much better. Remember this. So that is our aim, to protect the honor of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt, the household of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the children and grandchildren of the master. This kuffar Shia say that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam only had one daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. They say that these children here, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umme Kulsub, Sayyida Zainab, they were for Hazrat Khadija, but not from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, from previous husband. So kufr statements they make. Surah 33 verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi kulli azwajika wa banatik. You address your honorable wives, you address your beloved daughters. They say no, that the daughters here mean al-jam'u li-ta'zim, that it refers to Sayyida Fatima only. They have a hatred for who murdered Sayyida Hussein. All of you, I challenge you, who murdered Sayyida Hussein? Every Shia and sympathizer, from your books I prove to you. So you go, quickly I give you the lecture. In Irshad is the book's name by Sheikh Mufid. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You must remember on the Maidan of Karbala, which I visited in the year 2000. And remember that he saw what the Kuffar Shia did. In the Shia book, that is Irshad by Sheikh Mufid, is written, Inna al-Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam da'a ala shi'atihi. He cursed and made dua against the Shia. Us. And he said, Ya Allah, immatatahum ilaheen, fafarriqhum firaqa. Ya Allah, if you give them life, make them into splinter groups. Wala tardal wulatu anhum abada. Never let the leaders be pleased with them. Sayyidina Hussein, before his martyrdom, cursed the Shias. Sayyidina Hussein's son, Zainul Abidin, rahimahullah, he asked the Shia, Innakum akhaltumul ahada wal mithaq. You took the pledge on my father's hand. Thumma taraktumu wa khadaltumu. That you are the ones, you left him in a lurch. I'm witnessing everything. I'm an eyewitness there. This is written in Ihtijaj of Tabarasi. All these are Shia books. He told them, what will happen to you on the day of Qiyamah? Bi ayyi aynin tanzuruna ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How will you face the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Wa huwa yaqulu lakum. And the master Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell you that you are the one, qataltum itrati. You murdered my grandson, and what you did, falastum min ummati. You don't belong to this ummah, you out. Remember that. This is Hazrat Zainul Abideen rahimahullah, who you say is your fourth imam. He is telling you, you're not Muslims. And then Hazrat Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's daughter Fatima Sughra, same book Al-Ihtijaj by Tabrasi, she cursed them, the Shia, and said, Tabbal lakum wa la'natullah alaykum, Allah's curse be upon you and his la'nat be upon you and destruction be for you. Qataltum abi kama qataltum jaddi bil ams. Today you murdered and martyred my father, how you martyred my grandfather Sayyidina Ali. You know what his enemy said? This not our books, it's Shia books. So they've read poetry. قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًا وَبَنِي عَلِيٍ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَةٍ وَرِمَاحِ. That yes, we murdered Sayyidina Ali. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. And we use the swords and the spears, remember, made in India. And now you got the gall and audacity to come with your tafsir, yeah, and so-called tafsir, and you want to pollute the minds of the Ahlu Sunnah. No, we won't allow it. We will expose one by one. Remember this. We told you 100 times for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, for our masajid, we prepared to give our life. You must remember this. We will expose everyone. Therefore, we dead against our Maulvis also. TV Maulvis and whoever you want to call them. Shaitan Maulvis, actually. They're not prepared to say on, remember, public platforms and public forums, the Shias are kuffar. Why you can't say that? I'm asking you, why? The Shias are giving you money? Or their agents are giving you money? You sold your deen for money?
Allahu Akbar.
Think properly tomorrow what say now. Zainul Abidin said, "Bi ayyi aynin tanzuruna ila Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How will we face Sayyidina Abu Bakr? How will we face Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman? How will we face Mother Aisha when radiallahu anha, when we could not defend their honor?" I'm asking you. It's a fair question. I challenge you how many times, say publicly, until today you're not prepared. You know who I'm talking to. So therefore, we consider such people to be traitors to Islam. May Almighty Allah guide us all. Ira siratim mustaqim. And this is the challenge of the time. These are the worst enemies of Islam. Karikature. Because people think they are... I had debate with them in Iran and I beat them. You go ask Safiullah Khan. Go ask Yasir. They were present there. And he was the person. So all these issues they can't answer. So inshallah, now our time is up. You must never promote this ascendant Quran and never get involved with the agents of the Shias. Anybody wants the list of all these people here who are promoting this Quran corrupted tafsir, send me a WhatsApp 071-888-1184. We will forward it to you. 12 o'clock, inshallah, the news bulletin with Brother Yusuf Ali. Thereafter, remember the need to teach our Quran, the children, the language of the Quran. And that is Maulana Ridwan Kaji, I think. Anyway, so Surah Qamar 105 to 130, verses 30 to 40. Surah Furqan, verses 58 to 60. 2 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 340, the repeat of the Q&A. And inshallah, thereafter, today, only for today, there will be a talk by Mufti Hashim, inshallah, and regarding, remember, that there's halal certificates and so forth between 3:40 and 4 o'clock. Very good talk of Mufti Hashim. Then 4 to 5 will be how you preserve the Salaf Salis, you know, legacy and so forth, Maulana Salim Dorat. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir, verses 30 to 40. 7:30 to 8 will be Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimahullah. Then will be 8 to 9 the medical file with Dr. Majid Khatmi. 9 to 9:30 Sheikh Shuaib Maida with Brother Shafaat. And 9:30 to 10 Maulana Salim Karim. Inshallah, I will be in East London tonight, and that is Beacon Valley. And inshallah, it won't be live, it will just be there for them. And then inshallah, tomorrow Queenstown, and then Friday night there in Port Elizabeth, inshallah Aziz. Make dua for Port Elizabeth, they're facing day zero, no water, 1-2 days time. Allah have mercy on all of us and on them. Read 2 rakat salah. Today is Wednesday. Allahumma anshur rahmataka alayhim. Ya Allah, send your mercy and your rain to them, Ya Allah. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
I have to read this message to the listeners before we go for the 12 o'clock news. Marka Sahaba. Last week, my wife was asking for the divorce because of the stress and anxiety, and after listening to Markaz and Dumuptisab, now we both happy again. May Allah Ta'ala grant you a long life, inshallah. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbul Alameen. Up next is the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.